previously on unranked.
But I thought I was getting sick because
one second. I gotta go. One.
I mean, you could have just left.
I could have just, yeah, I could have just kept talking, but.
I think Zuko's got something you shouldn't have. One sec. I'll be right back.
All right, Dan.
I think Tom and Dio take care of Zuko. I've been slowing down a bit. I watched an episode last night, but I'm not watching like five or six at a time anymore because I realized sure. that when I was doing that, I just stopped paying attention. Like,
he keeps getting a sand dial or something on like the.
Yeah. On the picture.
Yeah. Sand time. There goes again. This really is the episode of Where Is
This
Tom?
This is like, where in the world in the is war? Tom?
Oh, that's the...
You know, he did say for season four that Tommy the Flake was coming back. He's only flaked out, I think, on one episode. Now he's doing it during the show. Episodes.
Yeah, it's just so much
He'll
worse.
He'll be like, I will join. I'll start the stream, but I'm going to just periodically get up, interrupt.
And then come back as if we're waiting, holding our breath for him to just say something.
It's ridiculous. Really something.
Unprofessional.
Bro mates here. This is so weird that you're fucking walking while doing this.
I would walk 1,000 miles.
I don't know if I like it. I don't
Look,
like that.
If we get to episode,
are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay, cool.
If we get to, I should welcome to Unranked episode 394.
Been a while since there's been a number question. If we,
you know what it is. I screwed up the previously naming on. The first time I named it like the previous episode number because I thought that would be the easiest way to remember. Mm. And now I'm stuck doing
because
every time I export it, I still have the old file. And every time I do that, I'm like, I'm going to fuck up the intro now. And here it is. So you're right.
This is very weird that you're like moving and like Tom is not. And like Tom's wearing sunglasses and Chris is just brighten, like walking with his hands brighten. Behind his
I'm not
like,
used to how bright back. It is during a recording.
Yeah, you're usually in the dark.
I'm usually in the dark. I'm in the shadow.
I mean, it's very weird.
We can make that happen here. By the way, Christian Humes.
Yep.
Tune Marinello.
Hi.
Tom Caswell.
Yep. The new haircut.
Weenus is not with us.
So Weenus is with, Weenus not with
isn't
us.
With us.
Weenus isn't with us. We're going to have a short episode today. A little bit of business at the start of the show. Next week, thanks to Survivor returning, we will be going back to Thursday night recordings, which for our Spartans, that is information you'll need to know.
Yep.
For everybody else, no big change. Still coming out on Fridays. And then we'll probably go back to Wednesdays again.
Once that's
because
done.
With Dan's current schedule, like usually Thursdays is always tough anyway. So we'll probably go back to Wednesdays when Survivor's done. So what's going on there with the lips?
I don't know. I feel like it looks like I'm wearing lipstick. A little
you have
bit.
A filter on?
No filter.
No, look at how smooth that skin is. It's touching
on.
Up as a
yeah.
What? It's touching up your appearance, and it thinks you're a woman.
Yeah, you definitely have a filter for your forehead.
Hold on.
Your forehead is not that smooth.
No, it is not.
It does. There, it is on
the beautification.
Oh, here
filter.
We go. Here we go. Let's see the wrinkles. Bring on the wrinkles. Look at the hard line.
I
here.
Know. Yeah, you can see it.
Where you can see it. He looks like Trump's like tan line around by his hair.
Just, turn it off?
I did turn it off. No, I turned it off.
Know. Well, that maybe it's just the. Oh yeah, no.
Oh yeah, I can see it now. Yep, there it is. Yep. There it is.
There he is. Still looking pretty smooth though. Still pretty smooth.
Yeah,
but I still feel like I'm still wearing like lipstick. This
maybe
looks weird.
Maybe you just got red lips.
I don't like it.
This is your new
maybe,
laptop.
Maybe as you get older. Your hair is going to go gray and your lips are going to get more and more red.
Yeah.
Until it's just very aggressive looking.
Oh my God.
That would be a hell of a thing. Red lip tuna coming at you. Red fish tuna. Let's go ahead and just jump in today's Pokemon. Alex, you missed last week's 393rd Pokemon. So this being the 394th Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and guess what this Pokemon looks like? Its name is Prinplup.
Oh,
can you tell me about Prinplup.
Yeah, it's the fire pig, isn't it?
Oh, no. Fire pig.
You played that game. You didn't play this one.
Oh, it's the fire
maybe you did, but
bunny.
No, look, we did the fire chimp.
What are you
we
doing?
We just finished the chimp.
Oh, it's the penguin?
Fern ape.
Is it the penguin?
Yes, it is. Last week was Piplup. This week is Prinplup. Takes a decisive change in the design in the middle there.
You've got Piplup, who is the good, like, the kid who's, like, just a gem. parents are like, wow, how did we get so lucky? And then he takes a hard turn in his teens. He's like, get out of my room, mom. I'm gonna, he's like John Connor in Terminator 2. He's like leaving on his motorcycle and like stealing from ATMs and going to the arcade all the time. That's what we're dealing with here. He's got a bit of a mood.
Yeah, he does. He has a tood. We got rude dude. We got mood dude. Mood tood over here.
Yeah.
Rude dude and mood tood.
So Piplup, I mean, not my favorite. None of the warders are really my favorite.
It's a good
Sorry.
One, though.
It's
I good. Think you can say, out of all of the water star, I brought this up last week. I think all of the starters this time around are bang, like good.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, so it's likely based on a young penguin. Don't know. Okay. That's what Bubblepedia says it might be. The Piplup is derived. Oh, but the name origin.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we're looking for.
Piplup is.
No. Prinplup. We're on the next one. Last week was Pip. We're in the mid gen. Now you're going to see the tood. You're going to see the tood right now. When you get on the right.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. This fucker.
Tom, we look like we're like, this is like, we're going to drop an EP.
I mean, maybe that's this week's new. Maybe that's
okay.
This week's new.
So what's interesting is that Piplup, the origin said it was likely based on a penguin. Not sure. This one, the origin, it is based on a penguin. It absolutely is based on a penguin. It says
it. I was hoping you'd find that.
It's 100%. The name origin, however, the name may be a combination of Prince and Plup, the sound of a pebble. Plup is the sound of a pebble hitting water. I've never heard of that in my life.
I mean,
that is ridiculous.
Prin plop would be good.
Plop.
But that's ridiculous.
That's too poop attributed. People would think about poop.
It's king of poop.
So that you know, this need that would poop have prince. To be like a groundwater, like a dirt water, like a muck.
Mm-hmm. Doo-doo water.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
The fusion
the doo-doo water Pokemon.
If Pokemon got fusions and they added muck and
yes,
prin plop together.
Yes.
That's how you get prin plop.
Yeah, prin plop. This is it's just the penguin Pokemon.
It's just the penguin Pokemon. Look, Piplup was collected by, it was caught by Dawn in the anime. It was one of the Ash's partners.
Brother Dawn.
So Ash didn't, yeah, Brother Dawn. You watching that?
I'm watching it. All right. I'm watching it.
I think this is actually a really good Pokemon. I think it's cool. And the reason I say that is the mid generations usually go one of three ways.
Talk to me.
Ugly outcast.
Mm-hmm.
The strong, kind of like edgy one,
mm-hmm.
and the goofy boy.
Mm.
This time, and the water doesn't always get the strong one. Yeah, that usually goes to the fire type. That often goes. This time, the fire was the goofy guy.
Yep.
And the water got the edgy one.
That's true.
So I'm a fan of it.
I like it. I think I got no problems. It's a consistent jump from, I think, step in between the two. It's also not that you get so many second evolutions that are so lackluster, like they don't feel like enough of a jump.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's ticking all the boxes for me.
This whole it's totally throwing me off. Chris like walking with his arms behind his back right now, like as if
he's going through a museum. Through a museum.
So Alex, last week, now that you bring it up, we should start the count. Hashtag start the count. Last week,
3.6
miles. Yeah. We're going to see how many I get. I'm hoping for close to 50 by the end of the year.
You look like some pompous asshole that like thinks he's better than everyone else with his hands behind
his
back.
Well, honestly, it's partially because it helps me stay straight because you're on a very skinny. It's not as wide as normal, but also Tom is right next to me. So if I start swinging my arms, I'm just going to be hitting into Tom's ass the whole time.
Yeah. Well, maybe he likes that. Yeah.
Not yet.
I mean, maybe that, again, maybe that's what he's going to score.
Who knows what's happening this week?
Maybe that tease image he sent was actually slapping and it was...
Hey, oh, that's right. The tease. All right. You guys want to take any guesses as to this week's edition?
So Chris sent us a... So for those of you just joining us, if you're listening now for the first time, this is the season of building, which means that every week there's going to be a little something new to
We're under construction. Unranked. Season 4. Under construction.
I love it. Kind of like how they used to do in Survivor, the... Brains versus brawn versus beauty.
Oh, that was one of the worst ones.
I didn't watch it, but I know
it's a build year.
So it's a build year. So Chris sent us a little teaser image, and it was a picture of the silhouettes of two children karateing each other, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken. Well, yeah, it was pretty close.
Okay.
It was pretty close.
What am I missing?
It's two children. Yeah, you'll see. It's two children fighting. I don't know that they were necessarily doing karate.
Okay. I
looked like one child was like holding the other child by the face, ready to hit them, but I don't know if it was.
What are you thinking, Toons?
I
karate, was it karate or
it
just
looked
fighting?
Like karate. There was a straight up hand.
I feel like there was like an arm block. Right.
There's a move.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're gonna find out when the time is right.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
We're not there yet.
The time is not right now.
Alex, you weren't here with us last week. Regale us with what you've been up to. What have you been playing? What have you been watching? What's been happening in the life of
Tuna? So I've been playing a little bit of F-Zero 99, not as much fun as Pac-Man 99.
I forgot to try it.
I mean, who's talking here? So Pac-Man 99 was much more fun, but I'm still having a ton of fun playing F-Zero 99. It's much harder to fucking win this.
It's tough.
It's really hard. I have come in
what's your highest
high in the rankings. Seven so far.
Seventh was my highest as well. Yeah.
Seven so far is the highest I've done.
Yeah.
So I've gotten a couple accolades that are cool, like the first KO, first person to cross the finish line at the start, like at the very, you know, when they like you're off the jump. So like I was the first person to cross. I've been in first a couple times.
I've gotten into first, but
I've gotten into first. I don't.
It's one. It has the Nintendo Kart situation of like. You're never safe.
Yeah.
You're never safe in first.
You kind of need that in these 99 games.
It's a lot of fun and it's very tense. Yeah.
Have either of you played previous F-Zero games?
No,
never played F-Zero.
And I'm very curious as to what they brought over. So the what I love about the game is like its mechanic is you have a boost, but your boost is also the health of your vehicle.
Right.
And so when you boost, the bar goes down, but if you hit the sides or a car hits into you quickly, you'll start like losing energy there, and you can regain energy at certain points on the track.
Or if you KO someone,
yeah. And there's different ways to get it. But that's the thing is like I've been in. You got to be strategic about how you're using it, and then you also have the mechanic of. As people take damage, they drop these little gold coins that fills up another bar. And then there's also like a gold car that drops on the map too. And if you hit that, you get a bunch of them. And if you get these gold little orbs, you can jump to a translucent track that goes above the top. That is like...
You're safe and you go fast.
Yeah. It's dope. It's such an interesting thing. I don't know if that's how it is in F-Zero or not.
Go ahead. I never played the 2D F-Zeros, but I played F-Zero GX on the GameCube.
I think I played that as well, actually.
That was a fun game. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe they may have had a Metroid Samus's ship on it. I can't remember exactly.
I think you're right. It sounds very, very familiar.
The gold car that appears every now and again, and you hit to get a bunch of the orbs, looks like Samus's ship.
Mm.
There's a lot. So I wonder if the teams that worked on both games were the same back in the day. They just like shared like a design, same design philosophy.
It looks very
similar to a lot of the ships in like Star Fox too. Like they all look very.
Yeah. I want them to do this with all of the major franchises. Make one, but also stop getting rid of them. Like get a Mario one. Don't get rid of it. Keep the F-Zero one. Do a Metroid one. Make it like a almost sort of endless runner sized map for Metroid, where you're going from zone to zone, and you can send like if you're doing well enough, you send more.
You do that with the first level of Mario Brothers. Do the first level, but it keeps going, and then into the second level, into the third level. Yeah, or there's a wall that keeps catching you.
They did, but they got to bring it back.
I miss this?
This whole sunsetting of content needs to end.
Yeah,
we don't even own it anyway. Just let us play it.
Yeah, just let us play it. Why not? Just make it another incentive for
the fucking Disney Vault.
It is the Disney Vault.
The Disney Vault.
Nintendo and Disney share a lot of similar philosophy when it comes to stuff like that.
Except Nintendo's better to their workers, but
that is true. That is legitimately true. Yeah, that was a Mario 99. Came out a couple of years ago. And it was the first level. I think it was like
It was an endless runner.
It was until the last person.
But they gotta bring it back.
Bring it back.
Keep it on there.
The other game that we've been playing a lot of is Walkabout Mini Golf. It is game of the year for me. Absolutely.
Yeah, same.
It's absolutely game of the year. It's so much fucking fun.
We're almost done. Alex and I were playing this week, and we were talking about like how many levels we have left with like finding of balls and getting clubs. And there was a little air of like, at least for me, of like, oh, it's a shame. We've almost collected them all. Almost. However, we'll be able to actually play the levels a lot more now.
Yeah. It's an extremely fun game. I feel the most immersive VR experience I've had is in that game. And I think it's because it's like mini golf just lends itself so well to the VR.
Yeah, it's a perfect fit. And the way that they transport you. And like, again, like get across, you can be in that game and the interactivity with other people. Like there are other VR games that do that, like Rec Room, right? Like you're with a bunch of other people, you're all floating heads, but them having the little touches of like your mouth is moving and you're in this kind of like very kind of relaxed situation.
Diorama, the zoomed out.
Yeah,
diorama.
It's so good. It's so good. Supposedly by the time I get back, my VR headset will be there, but I didn't tell you this. So I had texted the group like, oh, I got an email from Sony. They've sent my headset back. But in that email, they're like, all of the information regarding your like thing can be found below. And there was like nothing under that. I was like, ooh, I don't know. And then last night when we got to Chris's and we were just hanging out, I looked up the referral and I was finally able to like find the proper reference page to look up like repair orders. And I went to the page with and like got the repair order thing. And its current status on the Sony site is that it's just like it's in transit to them. Like they haven't confirmed that it's gone through a repair. They haven't confirmed that they've even received it. And I checked, I was like, did I get like a spam email?
Ooh.
And I looked and I was like, no, I didn't. This is from Sony. Like this is a Sony email. So We'll see what's up. Apparently it's arriving tomorrow, so I'm gonna have my neighbor pick it up.
Now, is it gonna go to your building? Like, or is it gonna be in that fucking area of the building where you remember? Cause like you couldn't get in through that front door section and you like had to wait there that one time because they left it in that like common area. I remember you having package delivery issues.
I mean, it will be left in, was this in the current place we live in?
Everything from the last few years blurs together. Remember, season 3, the dark years.
Yes, the dark years. Yeah,
look,
I don't
Walkabout
know.
We'll see,
mini
golf
happens. I haven't had
is
issues in a while.
Walkabout mini golf, amazing game, ton of fun. I could play that game, finding the balls and the clubs are fun. But just playing the courses is fun too. And the hard versions of the course, the fact that there are hard versions of the courses is amazing. It makes the replayability.
Yeah.
Like
they're basically totally different courses.
Yeah. It's so good.
And they made it night, which I love.
And they made it night. I mean, there's so many courses. They're going to keep coming out with courses. I'm very excited.
Well, I know we got listeners with Oculuses. Let us know.
Right,
let us
play eight
a couple
people.
Listeners with PSVR too. As well.
Eight people can
update
play.
People.
We should see if we can get like a tourney going for sure.
Ooh. Yeah,
we'll definitely do that.
A charity tourney. Yeah.
So
it's a great game. And Alex is entering the club.
That's right. I purchased the immersive putter. Oh. That attaches to the PlayStation VR controller.
You meant like Tino was joining his local country club.
Yeah, right.
It's
right.
The golf bug.
No, not the mini golf bug. And I'm joining a mini golf Knights of Columbus club sub-chapter. Club. Yeah. So no, I've purchased the club that attaches to the PlayStation controller, which I'm excited about because by the time that it does come, we'll probably have all the balls in the club, so we won't need to be zipping around the level, and we'll just be putting away.
Just playing the game.
Yeah, just playing the game. So yeah, it'll be exciting. I'm pumped.
Next time we visit Alex, his like whole downstairs is gonna be themed. He's gonna be converting it into.
It's gonna look exactly. No, it's gonna look exactly like the hub area.
The hub, yeah.
To be fair,
you can pull that off for other of like, if you brought people downstairs, they wouldn't immediately think like, oh, what the fuck is going on here? They'd be like, oh, just like a beach themed hangout spot.
Yeah, like, they would think that you really like Margaritaville.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something that someone going through a middle age crisis would do.
It's so exciting. It's a great game.
Yep. Speaking of great games, I received the official Tunic instruction book.
It
comes like this. It is a beautiful
looks like a steel case.
It's not steel, but
well, I know, but it looks.
It's beautiful.
Let's see that back picture. Can I see that back picture?
Yeah.
What a moment in the game.
This is the sleeve, so it comes out. Okay. Here's the book.
Oh my god, the quality is incredible.
It's really good, man. It's a gorgeous book. It's a gorgeous book. It really is. I'm super happy. Like the colors on these pages, woo, just popping.
I honestly might replay it with the book in the future.
It's got that fresh book smell.
It's got to get played.
Yeah, you gotta play this game.
When Brittany was like, "What the hell is going on?" I was like, "This is a beautiful."
Tom sent me this.
Specimen. Yeah.
Tom sent. She's gonna think Tom's your sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
in some ways.
Yeah. In some ways. Hey. So. Yeah, and then the only other update I would say is that I think I've said this before, but man, kid turned two, and it's like a freaking switch went off, and we are now in terrible twos. I mean, it is
what?
Oh yeah, so we went from being sweet kid, you know, sweet little kid, to now
you were singing the praises last time.
The announcer was right. The announcer said Tuna's gonna get the first of many no's, and here we are.
Oh yeah.
So she's throwing temper tantrums left and right. If she doesn't get her way, if she doesn't get a snack,
boy.
She's throwing toys now. Thankfully she's not hitting, but she's throwing toys if she doesn't want it. We're moving at breakneck speed now. Now it's like, you know,
she's gonna be talking back to you real soon.
What's the most impressive thing she does now? Flip the bird.
She learns. The most impressive thing. All right, look, I'm gonna toot her horn. Okay,
toot it. Toot away.
At 20 months, she was able to recite the whole alphabet. And recognize the letters, not just memorize the order. She was able to recognize all the letters and count up to 20. So that was pretty fucking impressive for a 20-month-old. Now I would say the most impressive thing she does is just how inquisitive she is and how she wants to understand how things work. So like right now she is able to grab my phone if it's unlocked. She can navigate the phone to YouTube or Spotify and navigate YouTube or Spotify to get to what she wants. She can get to an Elmo song if she wants to. She can get to a specific Elmo song on Spotify. She can get to a specific Miss Rachel video on YouTube. She knows how to go through like the previous video. So she knows how to get to, you know, she's not typing in Miss Rachel. She's going into the history and finding it that
previously
way.
Previously on, right? Yeah.
Or on Spotify, she's going into previously like on, you know, on Spotify you've got like your top six, you know, or searches. So she knows Elmo's up there. She hits Elmo and she scrolls through. She's like scrolling through. I'm like,
just a scroller.
Damn.
She's a scroller.
So, and the other
what's the worst thing she's done since crossing this this border into the
terrible twos? The worst thing she's done.
Yeah. Shit of pants.
Just whine. No, just whining constantly. Like, just whining. Like, because we're at a point now where it's like she can talk a little bit. So she can say, like, more crackers or what is this? Or she can, like, say, like, this is a pig. Pig says moo. Or pig says moo. Pig says oink.
Pig says moo.
Right? But I before mean, she, used she, to. She used to. Yeah. But she can't. She obviously, she can't communicate a lot, so whenever sure, she can't sure. get it across, she's extremely frustrated, like, and when she is, she's whining, right? Yeah. So she's constantly whining. And I would say, like, she used to like it to sit in my lap and have me read to her. Now she grabs the book out of my hand and starts flipping through the pages and has some books memorized, so she's like kind of reading it but not really reading it, you know what I mean? Like, she knows that a particular page is about a kid swinging, or she'll say, you know, she knows the words on the page are like up, up, up. So she'll go up, up, up. And I'm all right, fine. You don't want me to read you anymore? Whatever. You want to be an independent kid? Go for it.
Are you sad? So, yeah.
Well, you know. Okay. Yeah. A little bit.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
This is part of the build.
It's time to get that coin. The Unranked Podcast isn't a free operation. It costs time and money. So you could support us with our season shirts. For instance, season 1, season 2, and season 3. That's right, we have t-shirts for every season. In season 4, we're going to have t-shirts for every episode, like the Suck It shirt. There's a gang of guys saying suck it. We have another Suck It shirt, in case you're a big fan of the N64, the Suck It 64 shirt. There's also, all of these going to be available on our T-Fury website. You got the Thin Worms Fan Club. Who wants a Thin Worms Fan Club shirt? I know Tuna does. The Three Ouijis. We got Three Ouijis here.
Oh my god!
Also available in tie-dye. The Spanish Jelly T-shirt. Oh, that's where I got that reference photo of those children fighting right there.
Oh my god.
And don't forget our previously on T-shirt.
Oh my god. No joke. I kind of want
the Suck It shirt with the N64 logo.
Is this real?
T-shirt website. You can go to Unranked. You go to tpublic.com/.
It's in the notes. Yeah,
it's in the show notes. You can go there. You can buy the Suck It 64 shirt.
So yeah, we've got so. If you haven't seen the video version
of
this,
I kind of really like the Suck It shirt.
It's all of them, honestly. So if you're an audio person, go to the t-shirt.
Audio
Chris
person.
Has sprung this on us. He has designed a shirt for every episode.
Well, for so this far. Season. Because seasons 1 through 3 all had their own shirts, but they go back into the vault like Nintendo and Disney.
Yes.
So now you can get the commemorative shirts.
Commemorative. 1, 2, 3,
which, by the way, season 3 commemorative shirt, the Dark Season.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Right.
So, black on black.
But then I was like, well, we need some classics. We need some Suckets, right? We got to have some Suckets. And I couldn't
wait. Let me see the other Suckit. That one's good.
We got a little gang of boys. Over
I'm buying all of these, if I'm really being honest.
That's a good one, too. This is pretty cheap. It's only $16.
And we got the N64 style Suckit shirt.
Yep.
I might like the other one. The one with the
Thin Worms Fan Club.
The Thin Worms Fan Club. For anyone that's a fan of Thin Worms. We have our Three Ouijis. Ouijis are beautiful.
Yeah.
The Three Ouijis are beautiful.
It's awesome that you can do tie-dye like now. As, like,
it is.
Built-in design.
The tie-dye is super cool.
Yeah.
My personal favorite.
So
me
what's
Spanish,
the Spanish
deli.
What's the Spanish deli?
He doesn't know because you didn't grow up in Rockville Center.
No, we talked about it on the podcast. When? This is from an episode from this season.
Oh, yeah.
It was from the first. The first previously on was a reference.
He might have blacked out. He might have blacked out.
It was like the second episode of the second or third episode of the season.
Is the picture that you sent us, is that it? The reference is over now?
Yeah, the reference photo that I used that picture as a reference photo for these two fighters.
Wait, so but that was. So that's it.
That's the thing. That was the hint. That was the hint.
The hint that I was going to be like, oh yeah, it's
Spanish
two
deli.
Kids fighting at the two Spanish deli fighting. That you're going to make a shirt out of, and yeah, sure.
Well, it's
but
like,
not only a shirt of that, a shirt for every other like bit we've done this season.
It's like a Russian roulette style hit, you know.
Sure.
I love the
sure.
fact that I mean, this is a commitment.
This is my favorite shirt. I can't wait to get my Meet Me at the Spanish Deli shirt. Ordered it.
I like the Ouijis, the Three Ouijis, which is very much in line with our Mark Zuckerberg is watching
shirt. Yes. This one is this is nice. I was able to screen grab and recreate these images from each one of you, the three Ouijis. Meet me at the Spanish Deli. Come on. The Spanish Deli.
No, this is great.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
So we grew up.
Yeah.
And at our middle school, there were two delis, one where everyone would go get breakfast, and another one called the Spanish Deli, which arguably should just be called a bodega. You would mostly go there to get candy.
Candy had better candy.
Yeah.
By the weight, you get the straws and the sour belts. Yeah, right.
Love those.
But when all the kids would get into an argument, the thing is, you wouldn't want to get suspended. So if you were going to fight, it was, we're going to fight after school at the Spanish Deli.
All fights at the Spanish Deli.
How many fights were happening? A lot of fights?
I only ever heard of one.
Yeah.
But still.
But here's the thing. This existed when my brother went to that school and he was so like, this is, I bet if you ask kids today,
they're still talking about fighting
at the Spanish
Deli. This is like when I asked someone who was like, they were like 23, so they're like, you know, around 10 years younger. And I was like, they're still doing the Macarena?
Yeah.
What's going on?
My personal favorite is
the previously on, which is the, is in the style of the Lost.
Is the best way I can make a Lost shirt
fucked up
legally? Yeah, there's a little fuck up.
Is there a little fuck up on the S? That's so fucking funny. This is better. It looks better than how the Lost intro looked.
Yeah, it probably is.
So go to the TeePublic link. Also, I'm sure join the Discord. We'll be talking about this. That's incredible. And I mean, look, you got your work cut out.
Adding a new shirt every week. Based on something from the episode, there's going to be, I have a couple others because there's a couple missing from this season, but okay. I'm not done with them. One of them is going to also be a top shirt. It's going to be a top shirt. It's going to be a top shirt. I'm a shirt guy.
I love it.
I'm a shirt man.
I'm going to buy most of those, if not all of them.
Buy most of those.
The next week's shirt is going to be us finding out. It's going to be us. Pictures of us pictures of us wearing the other shirts or us watching you unveiling.
I did think about ordering one and then wearing it on the show, but it was going to take too long to do, and this was the thing I had planned, so I kind of needed to just, because the next couple of things that are planned aren't finished yet, they're not ready, so you know there's time coming now. Alex, you're unaware of this, but so plans changed last week. We weren't going to do Taskmaster episode 400 because we were going to make Taskmaster bigger because I was going to go and we were going to film live tests. That's not happening anymore.
Right.
I can't go anymore. So we're going to go back to the original plan, except we're still not going to do it for 400. Whenever we can schedule it and it comes together, that's when we release it. Probably during holiday time.
Holidays,
yeah. But we'll probably still record it in like late October, early November, somewhere there, because I'll need time to edit it. But episode 400, I do have a separate plan for. Mm. So you're going to want to look up. I think it's the first week of November, Alex.
Guest Christian,
you're gonna want to set aside some time for that episode, and if you can, maybe have a couple beers. You don't have to drink.
You don't have to
get wasted. It's not a power hour. It is something we've never done before. It's gonna be the wildest episode of the Unranked podcast.
That's saying something.
Well, it might not be that wild.
Wait,
we're not
that's it.
Be wasted. But I'm just letting you know.
That's episode
400. I'm not surprised.
That's all the information.
That's all you're getting. So again, episode 400p. Mm-hmm. You watch. Tom's here visiting from California.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Busy.
It's going great. Went to go see Oppenheimer in 70mm IMAX today.
How many times have you seen this movie now?
3 times total.
That's it?
Yeah, because I have bought tickets to go see it in 70mm IMAX. This would be my 4th time buying tickets for a 70mm screening, and every previous time I have not been able to go. So the first time was with you, and then I had like an important meeting come up and I was like, I can't do this Thursday. Then kind of the same thing happened the next time, and then the next Thursday it was like, oh, surprise, Nintendo Direct happening Thursday morning. So it was like 3 Thursdays in a row. And so Chris is jogging now.
Sorry.
No, it's good. So I finally got to see it in 70mm IMAX. Incredible experience. It was like literally looking into a window.
Dude, it's so good.
It was. And the thing is like, it's not like they didn't shoot 70mm for the whole movie. So it's intercutting with like 35mm footage at times. And I mean, it looks great in 35, but you really see like the difference in like quality and like color contrast and dynamic range. And that was the thing that really blew me away. It's like how true to life the colors and everything looked. So enjoyed that. We're gonna go to Universal tomorrow. We're doing Mario World and then Halloween Horror Nights in the evening. The Last of Us, that they have a Last of Us installation this year, so that's very exciting.
Stranger Things, right. There's a bunch of
Stranger Things too. I know very little about
Megan. They have a Megan one.
Oh, that's gonna be fun and also terrifying. So yeah, so that is that's that. Played some games on the flight here, played some Sea of Stars on my Switch. I didn't know it was on Game Pass, so I bought it for the Switch and then I was like, fucked it up. But it looks, and it's nice to have it. Well, here's the thing. Trying to get games working on a because I would have played it on like my
Steam Deck.
Yeah. If I had been had it through Game Pass or whatever or Steam. But trying to like boot games up offline on a PC.
Yeah.
Is if you haven't like already like set up permissions
you have to
do
like,
that,
validate everything, right?
It's so fucking annoying.
I was
annoying.
About to ask you. So that's...
So I played mostly Sea of Stars because it was just like turned it on and the game works right there. But so Sea of Stars is really cool. It's a 16-bit RPG in the kind of a spiritual successor to a Chrono Trigger. It's from the people that made The Messenger a couple of years back. And it's a top-down RPG, turn-based. But the cool thing is it has a lot of kind of like modern mechanics and polish. So one of the things...
Unlike Starfield,
which feels very dated. So you're going through the game in Sea of Stars, but you can drop down and clamber over things. Okay. So like a lot of the like hidden things in the world are like, I want to get up there. Oh, there's a secret path in the background here. I can drop down, come around the back, climb up the side and climb up and get the thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of like the cool thing in the traversal. And then in the combat situation, it's all about you can time button presses to give like boosts to your attacks or to increase your defense. So right before like an enemy hits you, you have to press like the attack button to reduce the like as a parry almost to reduce the attack coming in. If you attack someone, you have it at right before you're about to hit them, you can tap and it does like a sneaky like small hit before you do the big hit,
right?
And you want to do that because you can stagger enemies that way and prevent them from like their turn from happening. And then like the spells and stuff, one of the characters has a moonerang, which is like a crescent moon boomerang. And when you throw it and it bounces off the bad guy and it comes back to you, you can tap again to bounce it back and it gets faster and faster. And so the more you can time it, the more hits you can get in. And yeah, it's fun. It's a really inventive, fun little game. It is on Game Pass. So if,
you know what the time is on that? Like length?
20 hours?
Yeah
it's short. It's short.
Well,
short for those kinds of games.
Yeah.
For those for like a
I'll take
I feel
a 20
like,
hour
I feel like PG. Over 20 is when you get into it's kind of a longer game.
No, yes. Mm. I mean it's not, you know, it's not 5 hours, but it's it's not a 30, 40 hours plus RPG.
Yeah, thank God.
And then the other one I was playing was Lies of P, which is also on Game Pass. It's a Souls-like game. It's very much inspired by Bloodborne, but it's a Pinocchio. It's like an adaptation of the Pinocchio fairy tale, and you play as Pinocchio.
Oh.
And so that's the P in the title.
Yeah.
And it's just like a solid Souls game. Like, you know, a lot of people have said...
I thought you were in, but...
a lot of people have said that... a lot of people have said like, oh, so many games that are inspired by Souls games but not made by From Software always are a letdown, kind of in the way that like a lot of people always complain about Smash likes never being like, just copy Smash, just do Smash.
Nickelodeon's supposedly doing it this time. They've changed their fighting system. Very excited.
This is like the one Souls like from not From Software, which is confusing to say and hear,
right? Yeah,
that has it nailed is. It like is
right
has nailed it. And it's cool. Didn't get a ton of time just because like trying to play that when I'm not connected to the internet was over Game Pass was such a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah,
that was good. And then I did finish the Starfield campaign. The new game plus stuff is very cool, very interesting. And
what was your time?
I whizzed through the campaign, honestly.
What's with all the piss?
I just love piss. I got Bob Mortimer got last night when he was like all the piss out of Dublin or whatever. We watched some Taskmaster.
Yeah, we showed Brooke Test.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
and then we rewatched parts that we showed Brooke because she never saw the Taskmaster special we did.
Okay.
Funnier than I remember some of it.
It's funny.
Funnier than I remember. But there are a lot of like production notes, Tom and I were watching it. Like, oh, we should have done this. We should, like, as far as like the edit and everything. Cause like, man, that thing could have been cut in half.
Probably. Cause we just kept skipping to the tasks.
Yeah.
We kept being like, oh, yeah. Man, there's like another minute between, oh, another minute to skip.
Oh, here's Dan just looking down at a box that we can't see for 30 seconds.
Yeah. But it was funny. And it was. And it was the same thing of like when we watched the previously ons or we watched the stuff and we react the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Dan, you know, we had to wear the most unexpected thing and the camera comes on and Dan's in his hot dog costume. And I'm like, is that unexpected? In my head. And then me in the past is like, is that unexpected? And I was like,
we were making comments to each other, and then the actual versions of
we're doing the same thing.
That's pretty funny.
So good.
Oh, but Brooke's in now on Taskmaster, and I told Tom, and the listeners should know, Taskmaster season 16 will be available on YouTube in the US.
On YouTube.
Here's the thing I'm learning about this, and this is going to be, you know, this is growing pains, but when I talk a lot while walking, not easy. I mean,
they don't recommend walking 3.6 miles and doing a podcast.
I'm over 4,000 steps already.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Almost half a day's worth of steps.
So 1.2 right now. So I went to Universal over the weekend, but I'm going to go again, Tom, tomorrow. We'll talk about it next week. So no reason to bring it up, really. But great time. Friday.
Yeah.
I went and saw Eric Andre live. And let me tell you,
it's his TV show, yeah?
Dude, he's done stand up. No.
Oh, okay.
No. But it was like a version of his TV show, just on tour.
Okay.
So it basically was, but it's not filmed for the TV show. Like it was in like a theater space, but not seated, like a concert space where everyone's standing.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it was the most like fucking unhinged shit that I've ever been to. I gotta go again, and the next time I gotta wear like some grungy shit. Because I want to like go up on stage and they're only pulling the people from the front, but I didn't go stand in the front because A, Teresa's with me, who she was like, I should not have gotten to this.
Yeah.
But B, like, I was not dressed appropriately for this. I mean, it opens with him just like running out with like a super soaker filled with like water and ranch and liquid McDonald's, and he's just spraying it into the crowd. And then he goes, who wants to eat some McDonald's? And he throws it into a blender, like a burger, fries, a Coke, blends it all up, and he just pours it into like a guy's mouth in the audience, and the guy's just getting covered in it.
Were you warned?
Oh
God,
no,
there was like no warning. It was just other than like you better know who the fuck Eric Andre is when you go to this, because otherwise you are in for a fucking surprise.
Oh my God.
But the best bit he did was he brought people on stage. Like he, you know, he does a fake late night show. It's like a chaotic late night show is his whole gag. He brought someone up on stage from the audience and did like a fake late night interview. And then he goes, all right, let's see your phone. Can we look at your phone? You have like any ex-girlfriends we can text? The first guy goes, yeah. Hands him the phone. He goes, what is a fucking Android phone? Because he's got a dongle that, you know, connects to an iPhone.
Yeah.
And he also wants like, you know, like you don't want to be dealing with different devices. So just get the fuck out of here, and has everyone boo him off stage. Then he goes, who out there has an ex-girlfriend I can text?
That has an iPhone.
Right. And has an iPhone. So then someone else goes up. This next guy that goes up.
Yeah.
You would have died.
Okay.
He goes, all right, let's open the ex-girlfriend's up. And Eric Andre's got his phone. He's got it up on the projector so everyone can see his phone.
Yeah.
Everyone can see his messages. Pick. He goes, which one is it? He opens it. And this guy, for the last like months, has sent unresponded to messages to this girl. It has just been months. Everyone sees it.
No.
The whole crowd just goes, oh. And then he goes, oh, what the fuck's wrong with you, bro? She's not going to respond. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of there. He also first texted like his mom and his dad. He goes, no one's responding to you. No one likes you, dude.
Oh my God.
It was.
Why would you volunteer yourself for that?
I would never volunteer myself for any of that.
It was unbelievable. And last week we had a listener write in with like six different ranch dressings and was like, well, six different mayo dressings and was like, mm-hmm. if you had to chug one of these, what would it be?
Mm.
And then they had a ranch off and they had two people come up on stage and challenge each other to chug a whole thing of ranch as fast as possible. And he was like, I don't know, too close to call. Let's do it again. Then had them do a second one.
Oh,
and the guy's like
God.
Almost throwing up.
Not for me. Not for me.
I was done.
The moment he got, because I hate like messing with food and shit like that. So the moment he put like McDonald's in a blender, I'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm not letting any of this happen.
McDonald's everywhere.
Oh my God.
When he stage dived, he clearly hurt himself. When he got back up on stage, he had lost a step. He was like, oh, fuck.
Did he stage dive into like a receptive crowd, or was it like School of Rock where he stage dives?
No. People were prepared. Okay. You know, he sawed his desk in half at one point.
Yeah, he does that. I've seen.
It was wild.
His character.
It was great. Hell of a night. Let's do a listener mail. And get out. This is short and sweet. Let's do a listener mail.
Brief news.
Oh my god.
Let's do a quick.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of some news of big news. You're right. I forgot. So let's go ahead and do that.
Chris is getting, I'm doing Rocky training.
I'm gonna have to take a really fast shower after that. I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah.
Tom.
News. So there was a leak. Microsoft had a leak. It turns out not the FTC's fault. They just sent the wrong documents to be shared to the public. So these documents had just an unmitigated amount. I mean, this might be the biggest leak a company has ever had.
Yeah.
Like, other than the Nintendo leak that happened a couple of years ago, this was major.
But that wasn't even a leak. That was people who stole data from them.
Was that a data?
Yeah, that was people hacked them. Yeah.
Gotcha. Or the GTA thing. Even still, massive stuff. Basically, big takeaways. We're getting new hardware. We're getting a new controller this year. That's almost certainly happening because it's like meant to be next month. It is basically something similar to a DualSense because its big features. It has haptics in it. It has lift to wake, so you just pick up the controller and it turns on when it gets picked up, which is cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
It has direct Wi-Fi connectivity for cloud gaming, so kind of like the Stadia controller had. It will connect directly to Xbox servers if you use it for cloud gaming. And that goes with Phil Spencer's statement in an email that was a part of this leak. That was basically saying like they don't see the Xbox business surviving unless it expands beyond the console hardware. And if by 2027 they haven't expanded like gaming successfully into like cloud-based stuff and PC, like Phil Spencer in the email was basically like, I don't think Xbox will be a thing if we're not successful at this mission. So that's interesting. But yeah, so they're really pushing on that side of things.
They need to be the Netflix of games.
Yes.
They need to be. And if they're not, then that's it.
What's the point? Exactly. Yep. So that's coming out. Next year, we'll get a refresh of consoles. They're not going to be pro versions. They're just going to be like updated, slimmer versions. We'll get a Series S, and then the Series X update, which looks like a big cylinder. They have actual images of it.
It's like the fucking Mac Pro that everyone hated.
Yeah, a little bit. It does look like it looks even more like a router than the current Series X does.
Like a trash can.
But that one will be diskless, so it won't have a disk drive. It will have like better power consumption. It'll have a better Wi-Fi chip. There's a couple of other things there, but for the most part, it is just like a slimmer, slightly more.
It's a big nothing burger.
It is a nothing burger.
You have one, forget it.
Yeah, don't like it's not something to get if you already have a Series X.
It's not better. It's not like
you're not gonna. I don't think it's gonna be unless you can like because it's more power efficient. You can crank it up and you get like a little bit more, but it doesn't have like a better CPU or anything. Oh, it has 2 terabytes of storage. That's the other thing. Is they're gonna go 2 terabyte. The other things come out of the leak, the next Xbox, they're planning for a 2028 release. It will essentially do what they wanted to do with the Xbox One, which is it will utilize both local power, right? Like it'll have a GPU locally, but it will also utilize cloud-based, you know, GPU power as well. So right. It will be a hybrid there. It'll have, it'll be ARM-based, which is what is like essentially being used in a lot of mobile devices, like the Snapdragon processor, Google's Tensor chip is an ARM-based chip. They're using it in a lot of these like Windows machines. It's basically just like a hyper-efficient, very small chip that you don't need a ton of cooling for is the big thing. So, you know, we could be looking at something that is like the size of a hockey puck, you know, like an Apple TV, but it's a powerful console.
Which, by the way, let me just get the fucking Xbox app on the Apple TV. Let me get the
thing. I'm very curious as to if their plan is successful of like, no, we want to make cloud gaming a thing. Another thing is that they're going to very soon start move from, oh, it's not an Xbox that is in the cloud, it's a PC rig like GeForce Now. Like, it's not going to be like console quality, it is going to be high-end PC spec quality in cloud gaming.
And then you're buying the console at home if you just want local. Like, if your internet's not good, then you can buy the console or you can play it at home, but otherwise you want to stream it. It'll be better.
By the time the next console comes out, the Xbox console will not be the focus of the brand is basically their plan, which is, you know, forward thinking. And unlike when they unveiled the Xbox One and were like, it's got to be always plugged in and like all this stuff, like it's actually the time to start doing this shit. And then
it's too soon. I think it's fine for people that can afford
like
the
us.
Console,
yeah.
Right. Because they are also more likely to have that kind of internet connection. However, I'm pretty sure the majority of people who play consoles, like in the past, consoles usually sold more of them when they were under like $200. Like later in life, they ended up selling a huge number of their consoles because a lot more people that can't afford it are buying them. And then I think, well, if people that don't have the money to be able to buy these things, then they're going to stay with the platform they can, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, but it might be the thing of like that console is only $200 because it is relying a lot of the power.
Well, but if they don't have the internet.
Right, yeah. But if they have that console, though, it might be the thing of like you don't need great internet to the power supplement. Versus,
I mean, that would be sick. We'll see. Would be great because then they could just end the life cycle of consoles. They could just every couple of years start keep upgrading the hardware, you know, but people... The idea of never, I mean, I guess I already don't own games, but you're really not owning the games. You're really not owning your games.
And then there was obviously Xbox was looking to buy Nintendo, but they basically said that like Nintendo doesn't want to be bought. Yeah, like Nintendo's business model is not, they have too much cash in the reserve to like be interested in acquisition. Like they're just not that kind of company. But that was the big one that Phil Spencer was going for. I mean, Phil Spencer was referring to buying everything. He was like Valve, Netflix, Valve, like all this, like they are really are. And that's the thing is like, it isn't just about like, okay, we'll make cloud gaming better. Like it is about like, no, we're making cloud gaming better. And if you want to play a Zelda game, you need to be bought into the Xbox ecosystem is like their plan. Total world domination. It's a Dr. Evil move. And then we got some Bethesda games leaked, Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion, and Fallout 3 will be getting remasters soon. There will be a sequel to Ghostwire Tokyo for some reason. There will be a Dishonored 3. What was the other one? Dishonored 3.
I was bummed at no Deathloop stuff. And there's an untitled one that's based on an IP.
But the Deathloop team is probably working on Dishonored 3. Because the other thing is like, I don't think Deathloop sold very well.
I thought it won a bunch of awards.
It was critically acclaimed, but I don't think, like, in terms of sales, it performed too well. But I don't know. Ghostwire Tokyo, I would have said, had underperformed there. But it didn't get it's getting a sequel, supposedly. There was one other game. Hang on. I have it on. I did a TikTok for work. Let's see.
You're referring to your own TikTok?
Yeah, because I have all the information there. Let's see. Elder Scrolls Fallout. Oh, Doom, another Doom game. Doom Year Zero, which is probably like the most slam dunk out of any of these, of like this was going to happen. So that was the Xbox leak. Phil Spencer did come out. I don't think Microsoft has released an official statement, but Phil Spencer did come out. Now we're talking. Phil Spencer did come out and say, hey, this sucks that this happened, but like plans have changed. Like that, you know, he was very, he did this Phil Spencer thing and he like talked around it. I'm sure that things will, are not set in stone, but that controller is almost certainly happening. I guarantee you we see console refreshes next year. So yeah, so that was the big Xbox news. Tunes, thoughts?
Well, with any leak, I'm sure there'll be changes.
Yeah.
And things that will stay the same, even though they're saying that they're going to change them.
Oh, so, the more things change,
the more they stay the same. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes Chris, you know, before Chris was not walking while doing podcasts, now he does.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yep. No, I just, you know, I just want to be able to still play games with my boys.
Still
when
play.
They're available. So as long as that still stays the same, then we're good.
You'll still be playing games.
What one big omission on that Xbox?
Mm.
And it's something I'm disappointed about. One big omission on the Xbox leak. Because they had a roadmap and a lot of things that aren't even in development. They listed stuff that's like want to develop and like possibly investigate wanting to develop. Like, you know, there were like three tiers, like in progress.
Yes.
Would like to be in progress. Maybe not we'll think about wanting to be in progress. Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
No mobile.
About VR.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Not even
they had
in
handheld.
The,
they
not even
handheld.
The, not even the, in the explicit, we're not working on this tab. Like it just was
not even investigating, not even considering investigating, which is interesting because. If you remember during the Xbox One era, they said they weren't going to make a VR headset, but they were going to partner with headsets like Oculus.
Right.
And that sounds like a great idea to me. Just let it work the same way PC VR does. Put a VR store on the Xbox that supports things like Oculus. So you could like, but there's nothing. And it's because it must be because of the cloud. If they're thinking our games are not going to be local, then you're not streaming VR games. Not in 10 years.
Yes. And I mean, to be fair, that is where, like, I think, I mean, probably a safer bet on their part, especially with, although there's rumors that Sony is, like, improving its cloud-based stuff, which they should be doing. That No VR.
Which,
no,
by the way,
mini golf on
Sony,
VR.
There was a video, I didn't send this to you yet. Sony does, like, a lot of haptic stuff, and they showed off a new haptic virtual reality like controller system. This is like big Sony, not like
PlayStation. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm looking at this. They look like rods and they have like a weight system in them so that you can they can go sideways or vertical. Like they can spin. So it's like each rod, it looks like a police baton. So like your hand holds the short part.
Yeah.
And then the long part can like turn so it can go vertical or horizontal. And there's like a weight system inside with like a, it's like almost like a hydraulic system. So let's say you're playing like a sword fighting game, you swing it and it hits, you'd actually feel the weight of it like hit and snap back. And they also had a magnetic connection system. So if you're playing like a gun style game, they just click together and then you can, it looked fucking sick. And I'm just thinking, man, PS6 VR. Here we go.
PSVR 3. That's going to be the
or just better controllers, like a PSVR Pro controller.
Yeah.
Right? Like a super haptic controller for PSVR 2 when the PS5 Pro comes out. Because I'll tell you what, PS5 Pro, I'm actually more interested in than an Xbox, if there theoretically one was a mid-gen, because we'll get enhancements to PSVR.
Mm-hmm. Talk about Mini Golf's going to look even better.
120 frames, no reprojection, ray tracing.
That'd be wild.
That would be fucking sick.
That would be wild. I was speaking of ray tracing, quick little thing. Apple phones coming out. 15 Pro, 15 Pro Max going to run some fucking games, bro. Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Death Stranding, and Assassin's Creed Mirage going to be coming.
Alex iPhone. Just texted me before he got back about which phone he should get.
Pro Max.
Oh, here we go.
Five times zoom.
I said to him, unless you carry
that
the telephone
means
zoom,
nothing
just get
to
the
me.
Regular
Pro. Yeah, you should just get the Pro unless you.
That means nothing to me. I mean, all I do is take pictures of my kid. I know,
but what if you want to fucking?
But I'm
from
gonna
across
wait.
The room.
I'm gonna get the next one.
The 16.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
the 16 Pro.
Yeah, or maybe even the 17. I have a 14. Like I don't need. It's at least at minimum one more year before I upgrade.
So yeah, it's the new A17 Pro. It's the first consumer available 3-nanometer chip. As we've known, the M chips in the Macs are basically just like a beefed up version of their A 8 chips in the iPhones, but we're just getting to the point where they're like the same thing, and the M chips are in the iPad. So yeah, like, and then they've also built this new, like, hey, we've made it so it's really easy to port your game to Metal, which is the Mac based, well, I guess it's on iPhone too, but the Apple based like software decoder or whatever you call it for games. So a lot more games going to be coming, and now you're going to be able to play games locally on your phone. So I'm very curious as to how those perform. Probably drain the shit out of your battery, but these new chips are meant to be much more power efficient as well, so maybe it balances out and is not too terrible, but we shall see as they come in. And then last week we actually recorded before the Nintendo Direct, but there was some cool stuff. The first one being a 1,000-year door getting a re-release remake this year. Did you play this one? This was the Mario RPG sequel.
No, this is the one I didn't play. Well, no, this is the Paper Mario.
Yeah, it's Paper Mario.
Not the Mario RPG. But I never played. This is the one Paper Mario I didn't play.
I think this is the first Paper Mario. And from the way it was described to me, this is not.
Oh, maybe it is.
Like the follow-up to Super Mario RPG. It is Paper Mario.
Maybe. I played. There's several. It was a GameCube game. I played like the DS one. I played the Wii one, and then whatever the more recent one was, but yeah.
From what I'm hearing, this is the Mario RPG to get. So there you go. That's exciting. Mario versus Donkey Kong, we actually joked about this last week. Maybe this would be the 3D Mario game that launches with the Switch 2. But Mario versus Donkey Kong, it's another, I think this is a reimagining of a GBA game. It might just be a straight up like remaster re-release thing.
No, Paper Mario 64 is the original. That's the one I played.
Gotcha.
Thousand Years Door is the second one. Then Super Paper Mario, which I played. Then Sticker Star, Color Splash, and Origami King.
There we go. Princess Peach game is called Princess Peach Showtime. This actually looked really cool. I got more excited for this after seeing this trailer. Basically, she's going to don a bunch of like, now she's Detective Peach. Now she's sword fighting Peach.
New techniques for the next Smash.
There you go. There you go. Building that out. F-Zero 99, Tuna, heard of this one?
No.
Oh, okay. Nintendo Museum opening in Japan. We got to go. We'll book it.
I texted Tuna. I said, boys trip to Japan.
We'll fund it with the t-shirt money. Go buy t-shirts. Go buy one of each t-shirt right now. If you love us, you'll buy seven t-shirts.
We get like $1 for those.
No shame.
Yeah, but if enough people buy them.
Sure.
We can get a plane ticket. And then, 1,000-year door remake. Splatoon 3 DLC. Oh, the original 3 Tomb Raiders getting remasters. I never played those. Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3. The original.
Me neither.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon coming out next year. The re-release of that. WarioWare Move coming out in November. Dave the Diver, popular indie game. They showed off the final DLC for Mario Kart. Yeah. No Switch 2.
Not yet. Is it going to be holiday? Are we just going to have the doldrums next holiday, year? Yeah. We're just going to have the doldrums all year, just waiting for something good.
We got Dark Moon remaster. We have Princess Peach Showtime. I think Metroid is going to be like a dual release thing.
Yeah. Well, I think we should call it. I know we have listener mail.
We'll do it next.
But we're going to do it next week. So we got a short one. So thanks for listening.
Go buy t-shirts. They're very cool.
Go buy the Suck It t-shirt. Oh, wait, but that's at the end. Keep going.
Next time on Unranked. The podcast moves to Thursdays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Christian becomes a textile kingpin. Alex gets a walkabout mini golf tattoo. Dan drafts the best team for Survivor Season 45. And Tom steps away from the mic once again. All this and more on the next exciting episode of Unranked.
9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on Thursdays.
Suck it!
Buy the Suck It shirt. It's very cool.